Bill Gates and Steve Jobs really did know each other as college-age kids in the homebrew computer club in Palo Alto in the 70s. That's one of the places a new class of inventors, you can call them nerds, grew to be a force. No two people became more powerful than Gates and Jobs, who engineered a sea change and turned it into a worldwide tidal wave. Still, they were basically nerds.
The last kid picked in dodgeball, the black sheep of the herd. Oh,
that's Stanley Behorek as a geeky and young Bill Gates in the Philadelphia Theater Company's revival of the wacky and exuberant musical called Nerds. Much of Nerds really happened, but not quite like this moment when Matt Bradley, playing Steve Jobs, discovers he has a vision.
Computers aren't for launching missiles. Computers are for launching fun. Computers aren't for Big Brother.
Philadelphia Theater Company gave Nerds its launch in 2007, and it seemed like the show would move on to Broadway. But deal-making ran into trouble there, and Steve Jobs became ill with pancreatic cancer. At that point, Nerds was basically unproducible. Jobs died 2 years ago, and now the outrageous quality of the musical satire is appropriate again, so the show's three creators updated it and made it tighter. The cast of 11 in this, I don't know, call it a historical fantasy, is spot on, directed by Casey Hooshian, against a backdrop of an enormous circuit board with umpteen flat screens. The show itself is almost non-stop laughs in an increasingly strange plot, but the serious value of its subject matter, greed, ambition, the nature of success, comes through. The wackier the show gets, the more clever it becomes. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.